Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
You guys have never been more excited for an episode of the lady gang. I feel like we got so cool this week.
Santa Claus is here.
Santa Claus is here. Welcome, guys, to the lady gang. I'm two-time Emmy-losing host, Kelty Knight. I'm joined by my favorite girls, actress, fashion blogger extraordinaire, and all-around good gal, Becca Tobin.
Can we add something to my bio?
Yeah.
I am Teen Choice losing.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
When Teen were you Choice nominated Award. For a Teen Choice Award?
Like 2 years ago or something.
Oh, gosh.
For like Best Villain, which was such a fun award.
Yeah.
I didn't win it, but it was fun. So I lost something too.
Okay, good. And then, of course, the CEO and designer of Ultra Coolness, Jack Vanek, is here, who is the CEO of Jack Vanek. Nice name, Jack Vanek.
I also have never been nominated for an award.
Oh,
so
okay.
I win.
So there's that. We are the most excited ever because Sophia Amoroso is here from Nasty Gal. And everyone knows you've been on Nasty Gal. You bought your New Year's Eve dress on Nasty Gal.
Oh, yeah.
You bought everything for Coachella at Nasty Gal. And we're so excited because she's, you know, she invented what it means to be a girl boss. And she's going to inspire us to take on our own lives. And we're so excited she's here.
We're psyched.
I'm so excited.
Before we get to that, though, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, Kelty.
Oh, my gosh. Mine's
Kelty
so
never
good.
Starts.
I know. I'm going to start with my good week because it's super good. So last night I got back from the Cannes Film Festival, and it was so luxurious and delicious. And so on the last night of Cannes, I had spent the morning. This is a two-parter good week. So I spent the morning with George Clooney and Julia Roberts, which is like, it's so rare in the entertainment business that you get to interview like AAA list celebrities.
Yeah,
like it's always like
the
Real Housewives and stuff, which are celebrities in their own right. But like when you are in a room with George Clooney, you're like, movie star vibes. So I'm in the room with George and Julia, and I sit down for my interview, and Julia's like, I really love your dress. And I was like, thanks, Julia. I got it at Rent the Runway. And she looked at me like, what?
No.
And I was like, no, Rent the Runway. It's like where mere minions like me can spend $150 a month, and then you just have a rotating designer closet, and you can like rent beautiful clothes. And she looked at me like, I don't know what you're talking.
Like,
what do you mean you rent
clothes?
What? And she's like, has like Fendi shoes on. Like, she's so luxurious. She's like, I And I was like, it's really, really great. And then I said to George, Amal would like it too.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, so embarrassed. And then we did this interview, and it was the greatest interview ever. That's not even the good week. The good week is later on that evening, another host from a different TV show was like, listen, it's our only night in Cannes. Let's go to the Hotel du Cap, which is like famous, super luxurious, beautiful hotel, right? So we're like, yeah, let's go. So we get in the cab, we go to the place, and we're like, let's just have a drink on the balcony. Like, we're so luxurious. And I'm like, wearing my Rent the Runway dress. I'm like, living my best life. Like, I can't. I'm like, what does this translate into euros? Like, can I afford this wine? It's $78. Anyway, so we have a drink, and then we're like, he's like, come down to Eden Rock, which is like this world-known restaurant that's like on the edge of the south of France, and like literally the waves hit you and like kind of sprinkle over while you're eating. It's like so luxurious. So we walk up there and we see like two security guards outside the door, and I'm like, okay, great. And he's like, they're like, just come right here. And we're like, okay. So we go down and we're like mingling on this like balcony with people, and I'm like, oh, and I look out the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh, there's George Clooney. I'm like, cool. And then I'm like, and it's Amal. Cool. I'm like, there's Julia Roberts. And then I see Stan, George's publicist. I'm like, God, this must be where like the whole crew came for drinks after, like, we have really hit up the star-studded place. So I'm like having a cocktail, I'm looking at the water, I'm feeling like I've really made it. That was my good week. Then the story transitions into a bad week.
I love when these
which
happen.
Is then we got kicked out.
Was it a private party?
It was a private party. I somehow shenagled my way into like the Money Monster movies private party knowing, and they were like, there's no press allowed here. And I was like, at the bar, what? And they're like, this is a private party. I'm like, they told told me to come down here.
Oh.
And you're like, while I'm here, can
so
I get an interview?
So then I, like, put my tail between the legs, and I'm, like, walking out, and then, like, there's George right in front of me, and he says to, like, my other host friend, he's like, hey, bud, what's up? And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed right now. Like, I just got kicked out of your party, and you're looking at my face. Anyway, it was terrible.
Wow.
But still so great.
Okay.
Yeah, you experienced it, you know?
So many things. Hold on.
I think it cancels it out.
Now here's my real bad week. Oh. So while I wasn't on this trip for work, I was in London, and I was laying on the hotel bed. This is a really embarrassing story. So I'm laying in the hotel, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so relaxed right now. And then I was like, God, something smells. I'm like, what is that? And so I, like, swipe my pits. I'm like, is it me? No, it's not me. So is it this pillow? I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It just smelled like rotten, like a little bit fishy. I'm not going to lie. And I was like, what is this smell? So then I'm like, I'm laying on my pillow, and I'm like, oh, my earrings kind of were hurting me. They're digging in. So I take my earrings out.
No, don't tell me.
You guys.
No. No bodily fluid
stories. My earrings were stanky.
Ew.
Have you ever had this happen?
I don't wear earrings.
Not to where I can smell it.
And it smells like a
just
vagina.
Just laying there.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
So I have, like, just figured these earrings were getting cleaned by me washing my hair and washing my face and stuff.
Them.
Yeah. Well, Becca, thanks for when I copied you and got the same earrings as you. You didn't tell me that part. And I had stanky ears this whole time.
Ew, gross.
That's so disgusting.
Bad week.
Okay.
That's pretty
Jack,
bad.
Why don't you go?
Okay. So my good week. Well, I have a mini good week.
Okay.
I finally got a Kylie lip kit.
Oh, my God.
After all this time.
What? How? Who'd you sleep with?
One of my friends gave it to me for my birthday.
Oh, that's
yeah.
sweet.
What
is
flavor?
It everything? It's...
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just okay?
It's all right.
Oh, no, Jack.
I'm
sorry.
I recently looked at face transformations of Kylie Jenner and Bella Hadid. It'll rock your world.
Wait, Bella Hadid has a face?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she did.
She
had no upper lip. She had... her eyebrows were like... much lower. She had a nose job, 100%.
Isn't she like 18 too?
She's young.
Damn.
But it doesn't matter.
What are doing these days?
They're doing all the things these days.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my good week.
I'm excited about your lip kit.
I have it on, but I put it on and then I rubbed it off. So the residual of what it left is what I have on now, and I kind of like
it's just okay.
It kind of just looks like my lips.
Okay.
My real good week is this morning.
Okay.
Kelty had two bad weeks.
Okay, I'm just trying to, like, keep us in check here, but continue.
Mine'll be fast.
Okay.
So usually I, like, go down, like, internet k-holes of just, like, really disgusting or terrible or depressing things.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning I woke up to the most amazing internet YouTube, like, black hole. And it was watching Backstreet Boys play I Want It That Way on TRL in 1999.
Wait, I watched that this morning too. Did you post on your Facebook?
Yes.
That's how I saw it.
It was the best thing ever. And then I just went into NSYNC video after NSYNC video to Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, and I just had an amazing
That's
morning.
Weird because I did a Jessica Simpson K-hole with her music videos. Her body is body inspiration. Like if you're feeling
when she
like
was anorexic?
When she was in her like Daisy Dukes situation. Yeah.
She literally didn't eat food.
Yeah, no, she didn't, but she looks hot. Okay, what's your bad week?
My bad week. So... I'm going to take it back a few weeks. I went to Stagecoach the other week, and I got a really good spray tan for Coachella. So I wanted to go to Stagecoach, get another really good spray tan, but I was really short on time. So I had my roommate's friend, who said that she was a spray tanner, come over and
spray tan
me.
Mm-mm.
First of all, her tent broke, so she had to spray tan me in my shower. And she, you know, she does a spray tan. I'm just, like, sitting there. I'm like, I hope this is going well. After I get it done, I, like, look at myself in the mirror, and I just have, like, drips of brown down my neck. And I'm like, is this normal? Like, I've gotten a spray tan before. Like, don't you blot it when it gets, you know, kind of weird?
Yeah.
She's like, no, bronzer. It's fine. It'll go off tomorrow. Whatever. I wake up the next morning. I'm bright orange. I have, like, webbing in between my fingers of where she didn't get white.
Oh,
and my hands were orange. Stagecoach, I had to, like... Photoshop my pictures so my body wasn't orange in anything I posted on Instagram. And then it didn't come off for 2 weeks. I started splotching when it was like fading off of my body. And I'm going to show you guys a picture because I looked like a reptilian.
That's so bleak.
How bad is that?
This is going on the Instagram.
Oh, yeah. There's a billion. But so...
Did Scott still want to have sex with you?
Yes.
Of
Thank
course.
God.
It's true love.
It's true love. I looked like I had a skin disease.
Doesn't sound... do you guys know that I had a mobile airbrush tanning company way back in the day when I lived in New York?
I remember that.
It was called Gotham Tan. I gave those kinds of spray tans, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sure people still hate me.
Oh, yeah. You can't, like, half-ass your spray
no,
tan.
No, that's an art form.
No, it really is. And it
I
makes
never
me
mastered.
Really appreciate it. And I got another spray tan yesterday to cover up all the residual stuff that will not come
and
off my
it
body.
It looks good, though.
Thank you. This one's great.
Okay. I'm sorry I'm about to drop the mic on you guys, but my good week, bad week is epic. I'm going to start with my bad week.
Okay.
I love a good bad week.
Okay. So you guys might remember from past episodes that I have bad luck when it comes to homeless drug addicts. I've been spit on. I've been jerked off on. I've been attacked. It's been – I've run the gamut. So in this point in my life, call me crazy. Call me a bitch. Call me prejudice. If I see a homeless person coming my way, I'm going to cross the street. I'm going to roll up my window. I'm really sorry. I have really bad luck. I don't want to risk it again.
You're not giving him a dollar.
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. Anyways, so I was getting off the 101 freeway, and I'm at the light just about to turn onto the road. The light is forever and a day long. It's late at night. I'm by myself. I'm in my car, and I see this guy who's questionable. I don't know if he's on drugs. I don't know if he's even homeless. He most likely is homeless because he's standing on the corner.
Where he doesn't have a sign or anything.
No sign. But I'm like, I do what I do in those situations, and I just stare straight forward, and I just ignore him because he's trying to get my attention. Mm-hmm. He comes up to my car, up to my window, taps on my window, and he's like, I'm sorry, I just have a question. I have a question.
Oh my God.
I need some help. No. And I was like, okay, I have to be a decent human and acknowledge his existence, because if I just keep staring straight forward, it just like hurt my soul too much to ignore a human. But then I look over at him and he does the universal roll down your window signal.
No.
And I was like, panicked. And the first thing that came to me, I pretended to sign language what I thought maybe the universal sign was for
deaf.
Being deaf.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. And he looks at me and like puts his hands together and gives me a little bow.
Oh my God.
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, because in that moment, I was like, what is the only thing that will make me not look like a horrible person by ignoring
faking
you?
Faking deaf? Yeah, I don't know if you made the right choice, Becca.
You're going to hell.
But it had to be something where I couldn't help him or communicate with him, so there was point in me rolling down my window. So, do you know what I mean?
A homeless guy prayed for you. So
after
just so
you faked deaf.
Yeah, good for you.
I drove away from that situation, and I was just like, I'm a horrible, horrible person, and the karma that's coming to me is going to be...
It's real.
It's real. I signed... I don't know sign language. I signed that I was, like, hard of hearing or deaf.
I took 4 years of sign language in high school.
I could have really used you in that moment. Okay, so there's my bad week. Here's for me to redeem myself. I got engaged. Hurts me so much because this is like the part of being engaged that I don't want. So this is painful for me.
Wait, can I first say when you told us that you were engaged, I thought you were kidding.
You did?
I thought you were joking.
Of course.
Too.
Every single person thought I was kidding.
Yeah.
I thought he was kidding when he had the ring in front of my face. I thought it was fake.
Are you so excited to marry your best friend?
# so blessed.
I hope that Instagram
You'll never posts. Ever see a post where I say, I'm so lucky to marry my best friend. Any of that like garbage. It makes my stomach turn.
I think you should just do it anyways.
I won't. But that's my good week.
Congratulations.
It's a pretty good
Becca.
Week.
Thanks, guys.
Do you want to talk about it more?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm really thrilled, though, so I hope...
You want to dive deeper into
No, something? No, no. We don't have, like, an extravagant story. I told him I would, like, castrate him if he did anything crazy. Like, I really didn't want, like, a thing. So it was, like, really perfect for me.
Good.
So there you go. One day I'll tell the story.
Okay.
Good for you. What's coming up, Kelty?
Oh, my gosh. Get ready. The OG girl boss is here, and she's going to teach us all how to be nasty.
The Lady Gang Inquire.
All right, guys, we are so excited. The OG girl boss joins us today. She's a New York Times best-selling author, founder of Nasty Gal, which has eaten up a large portion of every one of my paychecks in my entire life. She's the host of Girl Boss Radio, which is super inspiring if you're trying to take on your own life. She interviews all these different ladies that are in the business. And when you're complaining to us that you can only listen to 1 hour of Lady Gang every single week, we should go over and listen to Girl Boss Radio because it's badass and awesome. Sophia Amoruso is here wearing a denim romper jumper thing. And wait, an Apple Watch.
I know. I just put it back on. I was like sitting getting dusty for a while, but I was like, how many steps am I taking?
So is that what you use it for? What do you use an Apple Watch for?
I can like read a text message and be like, oh, I don't need to respond to that. If I open my phone, I go down a rabbit hole of checking two or three email addresses, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. So I can just be like, not important, and not touch my phone and be like, what?
One of the things I wanted to tell you is that I don't think you can ever truly, someone told me once that you can never truly be famous unless someone can go as you for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I feel this way about you because of your bangs. Because they were gone for a minute and I was like, I don't know if it's her anymore.
I love the bang.
Thanks.
I love the bang.
I know. I tried to escape them. They went away with the long brown hair and then I became blonde, and then I was blonde with bangs, and then there's this shoot that I had to do, and I was like, if I'm going to look at this photo for the rest of my life, I should at least look like the person that I've been for the last 10 years, so I dyed it back. And
the bangs are your thing.
They're a thing, yeah. I've seen like pictures of people kind of dressing up as me for Halloween, and they've tagged me, and I'm like, that's interesting.
That's so creepy.
It is an interesting costume choice.
Yeah, one girl had like a pretend poodle that she was like holding. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's commitment.
You dove into it.
I want to ask you first about Nasty Galaxy. This is the next book.
The next book, it's out in October, October 4th. You can pre-order it on Amazon. And so it's a really different book from Girl Boss. It's like a hardcover coffee table book. It's also pink, but it's linen bound. It's 272 pages. It's 10 by 10. It's really beautiful. And it's full color, just lots of illustrations and photos of my house and interviews with different girl bosses and a little bit about how to mute your poop. If you want to take a take a quiet dump. Yeah.
Wait. Is this kind of like my muffle?
I know. Wait, how do you mute it?
Muting your farts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, like sit in a like cushy chair?
No, you know when you're like in the public bathroom or in like your significant other's. You pull your butt open.
That's true.
That's another way.
Well, that's true because a fart
like
is
no
your
friction.
Butt. Yeah, your fart is your butt going against
the chair. I feel like that still might cause noise. No?
No.
Really?
Not if you pull hard enough.
Dude, the fart noise is literally made from your butt cheeks going like against each other.
Clapping.
Yeah.
Guys, I
told you she was going to
do
a boss.
How do you do it?
I take toilet paper, like a muffler, and I just hold it over my butt.
Fart into the toilet paper.
I fart before I go into the... I just fart all over the place, and by the time I get in the bathroom, like...
But you know when you're first dating somebody, and like, if their bathroom is too close to like the bedroom, they can hear everything that's going on in there?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm scared that if you sit down to pee, that like relaxation will cause a fart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I will just like hold it while I'm peeing.
That's smart.
Yeah.
It is smart. So just for a surprise.
I'll just like pull one side open.
Oh, that's...
Sometimes.
I'm going to try it.
Wait, what's the poop trick?
Yeah, what is the poop trick?
Well, it has to do with toilet paper.
Becca's like,
what about the toilets in Japan? How incredible. How you can put sound effects. Like, if you're pooping, you can push sound effects buttons.
What?
And it'll, like, create.
Oh, I've never been around those toilets. I need one of those.
So do I.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway.
We're very excited. I'm like, I don't know where to go from that. How do I rein this back in?
That was a really good tangent.
It's going to be hard. You might not have heard this episode, but I actually wore an Nasty Gal sweater on a date night with my husband, and he told me I looked like I was in the Barbershop Quartet, and I thought it was the best. It's, you know exactly what sweater is, like the white with like the deep.
I think that was the episode that I was listening to.
It was? That I said I was shopping at Nasty Gal. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for that. It was a real sexy night.
Well, I have a Nasty Gal moment. It was probably 6 years ago, and I was on tour with a bunch of girls, and I had this amazing shearling jacket that I got from Nasty Gal. You had it in black and you had it in tan.
Mm-hmm.
And
was it kind of drapey?
Yes. And I wore it on tour. And I'm not joking you, every single girl on the tour bought the jacket. Every single one.
Oh, there you go.
Amazing.
Everyone.
Thank you.
And they're like, what is this Nasty Gal? And I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed now.
I remember that jacket.
It was amazing.
Everybody else has it.
Yeah, it was very like Penny Lane. Like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Uh-huh. Your brand is Girl Boss and you are a boss. Here's my question. How do you deal with people as a woman? How do you deal with the people who say, you know, when you have to make a tough decision that you're a bitch? because I feel like men are always just like, you're powerful and like, he's a great boss and he's a killer, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when you're a woman and you have to be like, no, dude, like you have to make a hard decision and be that way. Totally. People are like, oh, she's such a bitch.
I feel like I haven't been called a bitch. So that's nice. Cool.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, I think I can be pretty kind of blunt, but I am, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure everyone can be a bitch. We all have like hormones and stuff, like whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do think that I'm under more scrutiny than a guy would be having built a company and being now like a lot more public since Girl Boss was, you know, a bestseller. So, you know, that's frustrating, but it's also on the flip side, I've also been praised so much more because I'm a girl and I'm using that to engage with my audience and the girls who read Girl Boss and hopefully make it so that 20 years from now, it's not such a big deal that a girl does what I did with Nasty Gal.
Yeah. What there's this fantasy, you know, we always have this fantasy. When I become successful, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. What's your like, I'm going to get off the ride and do this moment? Like, what would you do?
It's either go to art school.
Okay.
For like photography or film, or if I have like Oprah money, like buy a ranch in, what's that town she has one south of Santa Barbara?
Oh yeah.
Montecito.
Yeah. I would just like buy a house in Montecito and like just
chill
like, so hard.
Yeah. Not have any like real personal effects, like maybe one book at a time and one magazine at a time, and try not to like be around any of my clutter and like, I don't know, maybe just not think.
I love that.
That might be cool.
What is the best advice you were ever given and who gave it to you?
Best advice I've ever been given was don't compare your hustle to their highlight reel. So everyone on Instagram is like, you know, I'm going to put forward like
your best,
the life that looks awesome. I'm not going to be like, today sucked. You know, hey, Girl Boss readers, like I'm a real downer, you know, like I don't know.
I cried myself to sleep tonight.
Yeah, totally. So I think we're all presenting to the world, like on our social media, like what the things are that we're most proud of or the most fun parts of our day. But at the end of the day, like we all have shitty days. We all have shitty weeks and months and who knows how long that can go on for us. And I think, you know, when you are looking at other people's, you know, Instagram accounts or whatever it may be, and it seems like they're on vacation all the time, and they very well may be.
Yeah, right.
It's easy to be like, what the hell? What am I doing wrong? Like, and I'm sure people look at like your trip to Cannes and they're like, what? You know, I want that. Of course we all want to do that. But at the same time, like we all have, again, like those shitty days. So just, you know, reminding yourself of that as you look through the feed of what it seems like everyone is doing that's like perfect and fun and beautiful and like sunny and perfectly arranged like meals and whatever.
Yeah,
it's just not the case. So
do you feel like people really want to be your friend now? Like, do you have to work? Because I feel like, you know, listen, your face is kind of everywhere and you are very public now. Do people, because at first I'm sure it was they just wanted the clothes, the free clothes. Yeah. But now.
No one gets free clothes. I don't even get free clothes. I don't know. Like, I don't find very many people creepy. I'm definitely hesitant to be introduced to people. I really don't like getting introduced to people without someone asking, like, hey, is it okay if I put you in touch with this person? Some people, once I have been put in touch with them, just think that that's like permission to like CC. No, I mean, it's usually like one or two people, but if every person I met copied some friend of theirs to introduce us so I could give them advice or they could tell me about their app and that I could be an advisor for God knows what, you know, that's what I'd be doing full time. So there's a certain level of like, you know, I just have to like archive sometimes.
What is your ish moment? What has been the moment? Like the ish, like you're the ish. Like there's so many struggles in Hollywood and it is such a hard business and it's like this, you know, up and down, up and down. But is there a moment where you thought, you know what? I'm the ish. Like I've made it. I did it. I feel really good. Even if it only lasted for 2 minutes.
I mean, I think the book being a bestseller, it's like, you know, Nasty Gal is, you know, it's an incredible accomplishment and what we've built. I'm so proud of, but I never thought I'd be a best-selling author and to sell a show to Netflix. Like,
who PS is in this building?
I know.
Which is good too. I read the pilot.
Oh, cool.
And
thanks.
I love it.
Amazing.
I think it's awesome.
It's really
I'm so
good.
Excited for it.
You know, Kay Cannon is such an incredible writer. She wrote Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2 and wrote for 30 Rock Forever. And Shirley's is a badass. And it's just such an incredible group of people. Christian Ditter, who's our director, directed How to Be Single.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
And so it's just like this awesome, awesome group. We have almost cast me, so that'll be an interesting announcement. It's not done until it's done, but that's like to be 32 years old and have a show that's being unreal, made that's like based that's awesome. On your life, but also, you know, it's gonna chart the course of my, you know, my trajectory in eBay and other things, but there's a lot of things that are gonna be totally fictionalized, so you know, all of these things actually happen. I have no idea.
Yeah, like the other thing of the show,
you know.
Oh yeah,
for are sure. You gonna cameo? Are you going
to
be like the lady?
You have to.
I would like to. Shop I'm an executive producer. I don't see why not. I don't.
Just in the background, like once every
just
episode.
Like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when Tina Fey does that on Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh my God. She's the drunk therapist.
So good.
She's so good.
So good. You have to do that. Thank you so much for being on the show, you guys. Pre-order Nasty Galaxy because in your perfect Instagram photos, you do need a new coffee table book with like a cute candle and then a nice flower beside it.
Absolutely.
We're so excited for the show. And I'm mostly excited to be inspired by to go get a denim romper.
Oh yeah.
Now I do.
We have this on Nasty Gal.
You do?
Citizens of Humanity.
It's so cute.
Really?
It's
so comfortable.
Oh yes. Oh,
God. I've never worn anything like this. I thought my butt was too big for things like this. And
it's thing.
Not.
No, it probably looks great.
But perfect size.
Yeah.
Thanks you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Hey ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, are you guys ready for some Ask the Lady Gang?
Gonna fix your life.
Before we start, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG and buy yourself all of the Too Lazy to Be Crazy flannels I have left.
Which is probably like one.
Yeah.
Do you even have any?
I don't even know. I should check. Okay, our first question comes from Diana on email. And she said, my fiance and I have been long distance for 3 years. He is a baseball player in the minor leagues, and I'm a hairstylist / makeup artist that has very big dreams for myself in the industry. During our relationship, I've lost myself a few times due to working hard and making long distance work, and because it feels as though his career is more important than mine at times, and I lose all motivation. What is your advice on staying true to who you are and the dreams you have had before you met each other?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
I dated a baseball player.
You did?
It's a tough life, yeah.
I mean, athletes is probably just as bad as musicians.
You're at the mercy of their careers.
Yeah. It's hard to compromise when you have somebody that's, like, traveling and their career is so demanding that they can't take time off of it, whereas, like, as a hairstylist and makeup artist, depending on what kind of work she has, it'd be easier for her to take off time and go visit him than he could take off time in his career and come to visit her.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely was going through this. I was acting at the time, and I get it. It's like you sacrifice a lot of the time that you could be spending on your career going and visiting this person. So it's tough, but it's like he's your fiancé, and you've been together for long enough to decide you want to spend your lives together.
Yeah.
So sometimes you have to make those sacrifices. Otherwise, it won't work. You can ask yourself, do you want this incredible, amazing career and not him? Because unfortunately, this is a pick or a choose situation.
Yeah.
You can still have your career, but it's not going to be you putting in your 110% behind it, which, you know, let's be honest, though. Like, you can't go to sleep at night and get cuddled by your career.
I also feel, though, that what happens in 5 years if you break up and then you're like, I never did myself and now I'm at a crossroads and I feel like I lost it all.
Well, I think anybody can say that, though. Any woman who gets married and has a baby.
You're going to be sacrificing something no matter what.
Yeah, and everything can fall apart at any moment of any time, like in your life, no matter what. And it's like, yeah, I mean, do as much as you possibly can and make the sacrifices that you're comfortable making. But, you know, get creative. I had to get really creative with the things that I did, you know, with my career when I was following this guy around playing baseball. Like, maybe if you're a makeup artist and hairstylist, like, what if you started advertising, like, around the cities that you're going to be in or, you know, talking to the other wives or girlfriends of the players and like getting some clients and
or like making it like a brand of yourself. It's like nowadays, you know, people are making brands from themselves for beauty and hair is like such a huge industry now that it's like, you know, if you're around all these famous baseball players and whatever, you can make a kind of thing of it.
Also, you're really lucky because he probably won't be playing for much longer. I mean, that's just, I'm assuming, I mean, the longest career, I mean, unless he's Derek Jeter, then you're screwed, but.
Well, he's in minor leagues, too.
He's in the minor leagues. Who knows how old he is, but.
Yeah.
He probably will only be doing this for a short amount of time.
Yeah, and that doesn't last forever.
Then you have all these, like, tally marks saved up to where you've done all these things for him. And when he retires, you can be like, now it's my time. Yep. Now it's my turn.
Yep. I just think, like, in any of these things, it's situational and nothing is going to be, like, exactly how you want it to be. And long distance is really, really hard. So it's, you have to sacrifice something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question is from Steph on email. Also a long distance question.
Mm.
Said, my fiance moved to a different province early because he got a job before I'm able to move out there. It's been really hard, and I'm so excited to spend real time with him when I move out soon, but I'm nervous on how our relationship will have changed because we've been apart for a couple months. Do you have any suggestions?
I think it can be fun. Mm-hmm. It can be really sexy and fun to spend some time apart, and you should start teasing him with all the things that you're going to do to him when you see him. Like, send him sexy notes and send him texts and, like, really, really spice it up so that when you finally do see each other, it's just so hot and so fun, and, you know, make him miss you and get, like, really excited to see you.
Yeah, I think you have to keep that excitement and not kind of, like, focus on the distance, or else it'll get kind of weird and awkward, and then you go into the situation like, oh, it's been so long, like, how are we going to get back into the place we were? Whereas, like, yeah, if you get him excited, send him some sexy texts. Men are really simple. You know how to excite him, and then it'll be fine.
Yep. It's true. I mean, here's a, like, I mean, my fiance and I have been long distance the majority of our relationship. No longer are we, which is amazing. But my advice would be quality over quantity. So when you're long distance, you think that, like, every break in your day, you need to call that person because it's like, oh, I got to call my boyfriend. Like, I have a break in the day, and it's like, I got to talk to them as much as possible because we're not in the same city. It's like, no, because usually you end up getting on the phone having nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, save it up. Like, talk only a couple times a day. Talk when you know you can FaceTime for an hour and you can catch up on, like, what's happening in your lives, because then it just becomes really kind of a chore, and you're like calling and you're not even sure why, because you're feeling bad about the distance. So, and enjoy it. Like, you can do so many fun things and, like, explore being a single girl without, like, going and sleeping with other people, but do everything else that fun single girls get to do.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about some gossip questions.
Gossip. And now on to one of my favorites, the Lady Gang presented by the Flex Belt. I'm just saying, it's awesome.
It's amazing.
Well, listen, it's hard to find time to work out, and I am a sucker for the Flex Belt. It can take a lot of time to get strong abs, and listen, I have a lot of things to do. I got emails to write. I got Netflix to binge watch, and I can do it all by wearing my Flex Belt. It's the first ab belt cleared by the FDA for toning, firming, and strengthening the stomach muscles. So it uses this EMS technology, and it stimulates and strengthens and tones your abs. It's basically this black sort of belt that you put on, and you feel the electricity go through, and it kind of tightens your abs and then lets them go. So it's like you're doing a crunch, except you're not doing anything. You can get the perfect ab workout in just 30 minutes while you're in the kitchen, tucking on your phone, sitting at your desk, and it flexes all your stomachs, even those obliques, which are so hard for the ladies, you know, the muffin top area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a special deal for you guys. Go to flexbelt.com/lady, and you can receive 25% off right now. You can't go wrong, because guess what? You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you use it and you don't love it, you send it back for free, but you're going to love it. So go to flexbelt.com/lady to receive 25% off. One of our favorite sponsors, TrueCar, because what? We're smart, sophisticated ladies in the Lady Gang, and we're not going to get ripped off when we buy a car, because we are using what?
TrueCar.
There are over 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from TrueCar's certified dealers nationwide. So you just go to TrueCar.com or you download the TrueCar app. And basically what happens is you search for the car you want. Oh, I'm feeling like I want a new Jetta. And then you see what's available in your area, and you print out a printout. You take it to the certified dealer, and there's no haggling. There's no dude going in the back room trying to rip you off. No. Why? Because we want to save money. Buying a car is expensive, and we want to get the best deal we can, so you can know when you use TrueCar that you're getting the best deal. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,279. There are over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, and over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users in the TrueCar certified dealer network. So be a smart lady, go to TrueCar.com, download the TrueCar app, use TrueCar to buy your next car so you get a good deal and you can spend more money on shoes.
The Lady Gang.
Okay, so we have one last question, and this one's a good one, and I'm very excited about it. From Stephanie on email, and she says, I'm a 24-year-old chronically single teacher at a high high school. I feel like I'm genuinely bubbly and sweet to all my coworkers, including the men. My students seem to gossip about me, dating every male teacher they see me talking to, especially one that I grab lunch with and carpool with. In the teaching world, it's very political and gossip travels fast. Am I doing something wrong with being so friendly with my male coworkers, especially since some are married, or should I just let the gossip be?
First of all, it's your students gossiping, and so you need to take the reins, take control of the situation. You are the adult in control, and I know that those mean girls in high schools or whatever can be crazy, but, like, own yourself and don't let them – don't you let your children intimidate you.
Well,
that's number one.
The only – As an adult, it's like you have the control of letting something affect you when you feel like bullied about something or whatever. So if you just choose to not let it affect you, then that's, I mean, who cares?
I mean, I get what she's saying, though, about like the gossip and like, you know, it's very political.
But is it affecting her career with her other teachers?
Well, that's what she's saying she's worried about. Like in the teaching world, it's really political. Gossip travels fast. And sometimes, like, yes, I think that the students' gossip can get to the teachers. I think a lot of the time it does. Mm-hmm. So I will say, like the married coworkers who are men, like I definitely in front of my students would err on the side of being icy cold, because it's like, don't even give them an ounce of like sparkle, because they're gonna take that and run with it because they're in high school and they're kids and they love like a good piece of gossip. They don't realize like real consequences are kind of on the line, like people's families. So with the married ones, I would certainly, unfortunately, don't be your bubbly, sweet self. I know it's really hard.
Just be a bitch like everybody
else. Just be a bitch and be icy cold. And it's like, I mean, I know that you want to like be sweet and bubbly and that's great, but like sometimes you do have to sort of alter your behavior in a professional environment to appease other people.
That's
and like
true.
Maybe just dial it back a little bit.
Well, and it's like, you might think that you're being bubbly, but maybe somebody would be seeing it as you flirting and being a little bit inappropriate.
And I think it means that, Stephanie, you're a little hottie because nobody cares what the ugly teachers are doing.
Yep.
Oh, so good.
Damn.
You guys, I think that was some damn good advice we gave.
I agree.
I'm feeling very inspired to rule our empire after this great episode. And most importantly, congratulations, Becca.
Congrats, Becca. You're really
beautiful. This really is my favorite episode of the Lady Gang ever, because now we get to start planning your wedding every week.
Nope.
Yes. I can't wait for my orange dress.
Nope.
Guys, thank you for joining us. Make sure you head over to theladygang.com, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and also follow us on social media at Jack Vanek, at It's Becca Tobin, at Kelty Knight, and at The Lady Gang. Head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and most importantly, if you like this episode, if you got our newsletter, if you see something on social media, retweet it and tell your friends. If every single one of you told your friend about The Lady Gang, we would be doubly as cool, and that's our goal. Okay, we will see you
next Tuesday.
Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.